Good morning, KSL News Time. It's 6 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
The college campus protest over the Israel-Hamas war had now reached Utah.
Last night, police cleared a group of protesters from the University of Utah, and things got tense at times. KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage. Adam?
Amanda, a large group of protesters rallied at President's Circle, with some setting up tents. The school issued a formal warning for the group to disperse last night around 9:20, but many did not leave, leading police in riot gear to eventually be ordered to clear them out. That sound, you can hear police driving them with riot shields across the street. We know 17 total people were arrested. Police say this was after some protesters began throwing things at officers. They say some had makeshift weapons. One officer even sustained a minor injuries. The campus is now open and running again normal this morning. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
With that U of U campus protest cleared out, it's generating some strong reactions. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston continues our live team coverage. Peter?
Tim, the Department of Public Safety, the University of Utah, and the Salt Lake City Police Department all echoed each other in their public statements. They say that free speech is protected, but encampments on campus grounds are not.
If your tents are not taken down, they will be removed by law enforcement.
The student group behind the protests gathered outside a jail to support their 17 fellow demonstrators who were arrested.
It's 1 a.m. We have a bunch of people out here supporting. So the movement is still strong. We're not deterred. We're going to come back, and we're going to come back even stronger.
Governor Spencer Cox says on X that protesters will be protected while those violating the law would be arrested. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
At this point, the protests at the University of Utah don't appear to be impacting any of the upcoming commencement ceremonies, which take place on Thursday. And final exams are still scheduled to continue. Be sure to stay with KSL News Radio for the very latest.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Protesters at Columbia University in Manhattan ignored in another warning from the school to leave campus overnight. Then they broke into a campus building and are still inside right now. Student Jessica Schwab was watching as it all happened.
The people who were already inside Hamilton Hall decided to smash the windows and then put bike locks like around each door handle. And they also zip tied the door handles.
The protesters are demanding the school divest from any groups that have ties to Israel.
New details have emerged in the Chad Daybell trial. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is following the updates in Boise.
Family members of Tammy Daybell took the stand. A cousin of Tammy and the cousin's daughter both talked about being surprised by Chad's reaction to her death at a viewing and a funeral. Chad sat with his hands crossed, staring them both down. But he was much more relaxed during earlier testimony from an FBI agent who walked through phone records and cell phone data showing where Chad, Lori Vallow Daybell, and her brother, Alex Cox, were on the days after the two children were both seen alive.
The trial is taking a pause today and will be back in court tomorrow.
We're learning new details this morning about a man accused of multiple hit and runs against women along the Wasatch Front. KSL News Radio's Emma Caddington updates the story for us.
At the end of March, Anfam was charged with 6 counts of attempted murder for targeting female pedestrians with his car. As a part of the investigation, Salt Lake City police enacted a search of the car, and new information shows they found 7 different cell phones stashed throughout the car. 2 were located in plain sight, and the other 5 were not.
Police say they're searching those cell phones for additional evidence involving the hit-and-run cases.
First look traffic now on a Tuesday morning, and we go back over to you, Andy.
And right now we start off in good shape, at least for now, on the freeways into and out of Salt Lake. That's I-80 and I-15. But keeping an eye on city streets, but even some of those that slow down early in the morning haven't been too bad this morning, including Bangor Highway, Redwood Road, and Highway 89. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Renting has become cheaper than buying in a home, actually, in cities all over the country, including right here in Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit begins our live team coverage, Priced Out. Michael?
Tim, the state capital ranks as one of 5 cities with a significant gap between buying and renting. But what we're seeing here is happening all across other U.S. metros. A new Bankrate report says the typical monthly cost of owning is at least 50% more expensive than renting. Still, CNBC shares not all cities are getting hit as hard.
Cities with the smallest gap but still cheaper to rent include Detroit, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Cleveland, St. Louis, and Tampa.
Now back in Salt Lake City, our cost gap between renting and owning is sitting at 89%. reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
High prices and high mortgage rates have made it difficult for many Utahns to afford a home. KSL TV's Daniel Woodruff continues our team coverage priced out, saying one in four houses sold in the Salt Lake area late last year sold to an investor.
Many investors also pay cash. According to UtahRealEstate.com, just under one in five buyers in Utah paid cash for their home in 2023. That number is also going up.
The number of investors buying homes in Utah is still lower than the national average and below other nearby cities, including Vegas and Phoenix.
Of course, the other benefit to renting is you can call the landlord when the refrigerator breaks or you need a new furnace.
Right.
Younger generations are skipping college as they opt for trades instead.
New technology, rising pay, and an almost guaranteed job is leading Gen Z to trade schools. It also comes at a time when students are questioning if college is even worth it. Student debt just keeps growing. And a study from Burning Glass Institute and Strata Education Foundation found that roughly half of college students end up in jobs where a bachelor's degree isn't needed. So in turn, more students are choosing to learn about construction, carpentry, mechanic work, plumbing, and welding. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
18-wheelers are designed to carry all sorts of things, but new designs do not include a driver.
By the end of the year, Aurora tractor trailers are expected to begin cruising the highways, hauling freight between Dallas and Houston. To avoid crashes, the self-driving semi is outfitted with 25 sensors, including lasers, radars, and cameras. Within the next 4 years, Aurora and its competitors expect to put thousands of these autonomous trucks on the road, transporting goods nearly around the clock, hoping to accelerate product delivery times and lower costs for consumers.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert reporting.